tell you that my silver is gold, though I'm much too old for make-believe. And I know what it's like to be held and not be held. Funny how stomach can fit seems satisfied, cause it's well and swollen in you.
Good morning, and you're listening to Melisma Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO. Really unclear if anyone else is going to show up or if they all died last night, but I've got an hour of good tunes for you. Super stoked. That was Moses Sumney, a track called Plastic. Good way to kick off your sleepy Sunday morning. Let's start off with some new Grimes. underneath us right now is a Kuwaito track called Slow Knife. Just out recently. In the studio, I have with me a freshman off of Melisma, Charlie. Charlie, Hi. Have you picked out what tunes you want to share for this show?
Not yet, but it'll happen.
What have we got next here? Oh, we've got some Hudson Mohawk. Is this new? Maybe? Oh, that's exciting. There's a lot of stuff. Anyway, my co-editors have tossed a bunch of interesting music on here, which I have not seen until now. And now they've proceeded to not show up yet. So, this is a track by Hudson Mohawk.
Sounds cool.
It is new.
It says it sounds cool, but, you know, new too.
Pinned. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, without further ado, this is Shanghaied. All right, that was Speaking Gently by Bad Bad Not Good, and we're ready to work into Charlie's three songs. Charlie, what do we have queued?
So we have three songs here. They're not really contiguous at all, but I guess you could think of them as slightly spooky for the season. We have Polly by Whitney. I saw them live a couple of weeks ago, and they're fantastic, and they're awesome. Then we have Bad Bad Not Good doing one of their singles that wasn't on the most recent album, but I was thinking, because we just heard it, continue in that vein. And then the last one is a surprise, which,
ooh, yeah, I love surprises. It's
for the season.
Here's some Whitney.
Oh, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my Haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfen clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh, this man.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emmanuel.
Hey, man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think this, the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It doesn't, it seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins, I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were brain-sucking packed. Who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not a
dork. There's no such thing
werewolf
as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural
boys
of Frankenstein.
Men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
That was Werewolf bar mitzvah from 30 Rock with Tracy Jordan.
So good. Getting
classic.
In that spooky mood for Halloween.
It is the Halloween song. People say Monster Mash is it, but it's not. It's that one.
Speaking of spooky, this Ricky at Acid album cover is just like really creeping me out here. It's
Ooh.
Just kind of like a
that's
it's just like
that's
an,
scary.
There's nothing specifically scary about it. It's just like the way the arm is framed and like cropped is really uncomfortable. You should look it up if you're listening in. But yeah, underneath us right now is some new Ricky Eat Acid. Thank you for tuning in. This is Melisma Radio Hour on WMFO.
But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Thank you.
All right. We've got Jordan joining us in the studio now. Jordan, what were we just listening to?
We were just listening to this song called Someone You'd Rather Be Dating by this band called Sports. That was off their album People Can't Just Stop Chillin', or there's no just, People Can't Stop Chillin'. And I just kind of stumbled on this online. I hadn't really heard of it. Really not much information out there. They're from Oklahoma, kind of. They call themselves, I think, you know, noise pop or something, but they sound a bit like Tame Impala.
Just a and little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think that song's, you know, an incredible song. It was such a treat to stumble upon.
Yeah, I love Sports. That's about all I can say about Sports the band, or Sports the Sports, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's good. So coming up, we've got a Kevin Morby track.
Yeah, so Kevin Morby, he's, I wouldn't call him folk, but closer to folk kind of indie artist who had this great album that came out in the spring with some songs that got a lot of attention. The album was called Singing Saw, and the single off of it was called I've Been to the Mountain, and this is a new song. It's a bit long, called Beautiful Strangers, a little political, and enjoy.
All right, let's get into it.
Day. If I die too young for something I ain't done, carry my name every day. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Freddie Gray. But sleep easy, like baby Jesus in a manger. Oh, sleep easy, like a little Jesus, beautiful stranger. Oh, beautiful stranger.
Up next, we have a track from Pussy Riot. Jordan, can you tell us a little bit about this track? I haven't heard of it before.
Yeah, this track is it's based off Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again. But it proposes some different ways to make America great again. So let's hear what Pussy Riot has to say about the American election.
Nobody is free. Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let the other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let the other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Imagine a politician calling a woman a dog. Do you wanna stay in the kitchen? Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? Has he promoted the use of torture and killing families? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let the other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let the other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Children, make America great again. Let other people in.
failing. The heat, they said, would sweep the land, has failed to touch the cold that lines the sides of these four walls with goodwill trailing. And all our money running out, what seemed a good idea, has fast become a fraying waste of time. Sunset staring was meant to be this nice again. It's not the moment that we hope. We check our phones, our eyes can't meet. Brainstorm sharing could be the story that we tell ourselves to down the flood and wash away the ledges that we built.
Thank you. spite of being so late to the game.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Looks like our time is just about up, so we're ready to hand it over. You've been listening to Melisma Radio Hour on 91.5 FM.